as we turn our attention to the sun, so we want to remember that we're the sun, we're glowing, we're illuminating, we're waking up to our brilliance, and we're waking up to our sunshine at last. So the more that we will let go, and what we're letting go of is what we used to be. So this is going to be the limitations. This is going to be where we were confined to boundaries, to borders, to a limited past, where we were told a human being is this and not that. What we're doing is we're proceeding beyond all sense of limitation, all sense of separation, all sense of lack, and allowing that illuminated existence to press through, to take hold, to be seen, to be exposed, to be cast upon. In other words, we're dropping our identification of this limited, confined body, and we're opening up to our greater sunshine, to our greater illumination, to our greater presentation, to our greater self. And so the more that we allow ourselves that sense of travel. So what they mean by that is we want to remember that unified field contains it all. It anything you could possibly imagine. And so just imagine you've just been circling around like a very small portion of it. But there's more to be seen. There's more to be escorted. There's more to be presented. So it's almost like going to a flea market or a fair or whatever it is, and you stop at the first booth, and it's like, well, this is very nice, but if I stay here all day, I'm going to miss what else is available. I'm going to miss the other assortment. I'm going to miss the other delicacy. So allow yourselves to begin to travel, and that traveling is so essential because we're traveling in consciousness. We're not staying in a paradigm of the past. That's actually over. It's almost like looking at a star where that star's died out, but we're seeing a delay, so to us it still looks real. When we look at the suffering, when we look at our hesitation, it's because we're still attuned to a past that is no longer. And so it's just this faint memory that we keep insisting upon. But as we allow ourselves to pass on by, meaning that's not giving me anything very helpful, so why not go abroad? Why not go beyond? Why not go beyond the past set of circumstances, the past paradigm, into our true nature? So when they said our true nature, we all basically blissed out. We all basically became light. And so the more that we can travel with this light, the more that we can consent to this light, our lives are beginning again. So we really want to remember we're moving into a new paradigm. We're moving into a new consciousness. We're non-continuing with the old forecast. So just think of like boundaries or like a straitjacket, like something that just really has you confined. And it's sort of like I've explored all of this, and I'm still left like unsatisfied. So anything where we have the motivation to sing a new song, to sing a higher perch, to go beyond the past existence, that allows us to fly. And so when we fly, it's this energy of freedom, this energy of just spontaneous remission. And so it's like remembering the truth of self. Because once we enjoy this new consciousness, once we enjoy our true life at last, everything that is part of our experience from that old consciousness, from that old separation ideology, it's no longer going to resonate. It's no longer going to be supported. And so this is how we're going to make these shifts into our new atmosphere, into our new homecoming, into our new triumph very, very easily. So we want to remember it's alignment, it's consciousness adjustment. And so it's they're saying it's a complete turnaround. So that complete turnaround, that sounds inviting, and it also sounds, what would be the word? Like this is not just a little transfer. So a complete turnaround is like we're literally becoming like light beings anew. And so when we say becoming light beings anew, we want to remember that we already are. So it's not like we're becoming something new. It's we're registering to who, where we've already been existing. So we want to remember that we exist in all different dimensional realities. So we're one with source, we're in all these different dimensions. And so what we're simply doing is adjusting to where we've always been. We're adjusting to who we've actually always have been and are and continue to be, as we will advise ourselves. So in other words, we're not following mass consciousness, we're not following the programming of our childhood. We're literally stepping beyond this into our new proximity, into our new light. And again, the newness, it's newness in terms of our focus, our association, but it's always been there. So we've always been that higher awareness. We've always been that higher self. We've always been that I am presence. It hasn't gone anywhere. We just had a localized focus. And so as we allow that light to shine, when they're saying allow that light to shine, have like a particular investment in that, because that light is really strong and is exposing your true self-worth. So this is the whole point. We create out of our own love's administration. In English, we create out of our own perception of self. So if we think we're just the body, we're just our past fears, that's what we're gonna create out of. When we allow ourselves that liberal homecoming and recognizing, oh my gosh, I am the light as well. I am source as well. And so when we register with this truth inside, we then create out of this new illumination. We then create out of a new existence, and we no longer follow the past. So just imagine an old formula, an old cheat sheet or whatever, and someone sort of like pulled it on the side because you're being presented with a new set of instructions. You're being presented with a new proximity. You're being presented with a new field. So when they're saying that field, feel that breath wide. So it's like, I haven't traveled there before. I don't know what I'm gonna find when I get there, because this is all new in terms of the focus of our consciousness in this incarnation. So anything where we feel that freedom, we feel that light, we feel, what would be the word, like no longer heavily invested in the past. I don't need to do it like before. I don't need to see what other people are doing that are doing it like before. Like, I don't need to know, because I'm already invested in my new tomorrow. I'm already invested in my light. I'm already invested in my new claim. I'm already invested in my new abundance. And so again, it's that abundance of consciousness, it's that abundance of light that is us, that we're agreeing with, that we're seeing. And again, you psychically may see it, you may feel it, you may sense it, you may have none of that, and you're just simply walking on faith. It's all equal, it's all the same. It really has to do with what we're willing to say so. In other words, are we willing to go beyond? Are we willing to go abroad? Are we willing to trust this higher urgency? When and they keep saying urgency lately, it's not like urgency like a 3-alarm fire. It's more of an urgency of, it's like the light is almost saying, notice me. Notice me, I'm alive, I'm here for you. Pay attention, notice, practice noticing me, practice integrating me, practice allowing me to shine, because the more that we allow ourselves to shine, for those of us that are interested in manifestation, it's your frequency, it's your light, that's your power, that's your vibration, that's what's gonna get you, that's what you're gonna, like what's gonna get the doors open, that's what's gonna get the new aha moments. Because again, once we shift in consciousness, everything is now ours. So allow this light to take hold. And so when we're taking hold, you're really having this sense that you're beginning again. In other words, you're not the same person that arrived. They're saying yesterday, but literally 10 minutes ago. So it's sort of like we've opened up to a new engagement. We've opened up to a new engagement of self. So allow yourselves to receive this new elevated assurance, this new elevated consciousness, this new elevated arrival. And so as you receive, as you allow, your life now shifts because you're attuning, you're consenting to the new vibrational realm that is here for you to enjoy. So receive, receive, receive. And they just want me to mention this is remembering, as we're opening up to this new awakening, as we're opening up to this new paradigm, when they're talking about this light to enjoy, we're moving into new practices, moving into new principles. So it's sort of like the Christ principle, the Divine Mother principle. It's like all being asserted, all being understood. And so we really want to remember that it's time for us to stand out. It's time for us to be included in our concept of a master, for us to really receive ourselves in our master consciousness, in our master self, because that's what we're agreeing with. That's what we're assembling. That's what we're setting up in a way. And so the more that we understand that is us, we may still be growing into it. We may be trying it on, but it's ours. So you could even imagine like a master gown or whatever it may be, and you could see your soul signature on the label or your name, anything where it registers that I am that, I am that I am, I am that I am. So receive, 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 allow the light to be touched in your heart. Remember, we're expanding our heart, we're opening up to our heart-centered consciousness. All of us still have some area where we have that hardened heart still, and that is something we don't want to avoid. We want to acknowledge it. We don't want to pretend it's not there. But then we want to press on and through, meaning allowing that light to travel, allowing that light to really break any of that hardening up. And so allowing that light, that joy to be like, just imagine a spiritual fountain. And that joy is just ever present, that love is ever present, that light is ever present. Receive, 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 and so it is.